Testing, testing. My name is Thomas, and this is my walk and talk number 3. Okay, let's go. So, I want to talk a little bit about what happened yesterday. Because I decided to put the podcast or journal or whatever this is online, which funnily enough felt like a good thing to do, felt appropriate. But I mean, it's a bit like crossing a border, because now I'm potentially talking to everyone and not just myself. But maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that adds a little bit of gravity to the talks. Maybe it means that I have, like, my thoughts have consequence. A little bit more meaning than just hiding them in my pocket, although I do sincerely feel that no one's probably going to listen to it. But in a way, putting it online kind of feels like standing on the top of a mountain and shouting to the world. Probably knowing that no one's going to hear you, but feels good. Feels right. So, I posted the first episode. So that was kind of what I spent my time doing yesterday, other than just being with my family, after doing the workout and the walk and talk. That's what I did. I set up a podcasting system, some sort of podcasting service, edited it a little bit by just cleaning it up, like marginally, not going into any detail, because that's kind of against the whole leave it as it is, don't care mentality. So I did make it sound professional. It sounds nice. So if anyone wants to listen to it, it doesn't sound like crap, which I kind of feel it deserves. It deserves to be presented in a proper format. Anyways, it's online. First episode is up. I am my first follower. I am my first listener. And as far as I can tell, no one else has listened to it yet. It's been online for less than 24 hours, and no one's listening, which I don't know. Kind of feels like a good thing. So basically, since today is day 3, the online version of this will be a little bit delayed, but that's how it is. I must say that it's kind of strange how when I try to do that little social video experiment that my wife suggested, that I should like make some video clip, 10-second little inspirational, like spreading some happiness and some good into the life, that for some reason brought up a shit ton of anxiety, and putting my ramblings and my thoughts as it is online for everyone to potentially listen to, somehow it didn't feel bad. Somehow it felt like this weird. It felt proper. Like, if someone wants to listen to me, they should definitely be able to. And I don't feel ashamed of feeling this way. I'm guessing everyone goes through struggles in their lives, and a lot of people hide it because struggling with your emotions and your feelings or your mental health is for some reason a taboo subject, something we should keep to ourselves. And I mean, somehow I am definitely, I would say, what's the opposite word of inspired? But I'm hindered by what society kind of dictates, that these thoughts I should keep to myself. And I mean, I don't feel comfortable standing in a group of people talking like this. This is why I'm talking to myself and walking around on the street and recording it, because I feel if I were to talk like this to someone else, to person or to crowd or group, whatever, I would not be able to talk the way I am. And it's funny because, I mean, historical reference and popular media, like, either you're told to go to a therapist, a professional listener that can help you make sense of all your thoughts, or a lot of the other common ways of dealing with these things is like group therapy. You go to like-minded people and you sit in a group and you talk about your feelings with other people, and they encourage you to just speak your mind and they'll listen. And I mean, I talked about yesterday how I should try and do what feels right and not what society dictates and what my own intelligence tells me might be the right thing to do. I should do what feels right. And going to group therapy or something like that and talking about these feelings with other people present just feels utterly wrong. Really just, ugh, my shoulders start creeping up around my ears, and ugh. Which is contradictory, because potentially right now I'm speaking to the fucking world. It makes no sense, and I think that is... That's where I'm trying to go with this. It's like, it makes no logical sense, but it feels right. Then it's gotta be right, right? So, podcast is online. I get to talk. And I feel it's important that I do it. I feel that something is unwinding within. It's a strange, strange sensation of, I don't know, release? Somehow, there's also an urgency, because today, last night, my child was running a fever. She was feeling bad, so we couldn't take her in to nursery today, and my wife had to go to the hospital to do blood tests, because she might have some food allergies that we're trying to figure out. And there was a lot of, this has to be done, this has to be done, this has to be done, like, need to take care of the child, need to help the wife, and then the child needs to stay home, and potentially that would all sabotage this little routine that I've established the last few days about going to the gym and then walking and talking. And I was this close. Sorry, you can't see that. That's about an inch. I was super duper close to just saying, okay, other people needs me. I need to help these people. And I need to put myself aside and do the right thing, stay at home, take care of my child, and somehow that was not what I needed. That's what I felt like. I wanted to do that because that was expected of me. And I chose to say that I'm sorry after, like, going to the hospital and doing the blood test and coming home and kid is sick, staying at home, and my wife hasn't slept most of the night because she had to stay up because my daughter had a hard time sleeping and my wife is exhausted and my kid is sick. And I was like, I'm sorry guys, but I need to go to the gym and I need to do my talk because be fucking cause. And I've luckily over the past few weeks of therapy tried to tell my wife that sometimes stuff happens with me on an emotional level that I can't quantify it. I can't put it into words. It just is. And she is starting to accept the fact that that's how it is right now. And like it was nice because and we've been working on this a lot. So she allowed me to go. I mean, for fuck's sake, I'm allowed to go, but she didn't put up a sour face, even though she's tired and she has to stay at home now taking care of our kid while I'm doing this. And there was no like emotional blackmail or repercussions. I told them that that's what I needed to do. And I did. I went. And this is some of the things that I'm really, really struggling with. I went trying not to feel guilty that I'm taking care of myself. And I know that is probably going to be a topic that's going to circle a bit for a while, because that is one major, major thing that I'm struggling with, is to trying to do stuff for myself without feeling sorry that I'm doing stuff for myself. And it's funny, like I spoke about how I took this personality test and I'm this super rare advocate personality type. And apparently, if you're that kind of personality type, you'd rather help other people than help yourself. Maybe because it's easier to take care of others than take care of yourself. Maybe it's just an instinct. I don't fucking know. But it's been a struggle for a while that I've been taking care of everyone around me without regards to what I need. And I think I'm circling back to the fucking need and want again, because I've been trying to do things that I want to do, and that's just been like bothersome, hurtful, because I try to do something that I want to do, ending up like doing one item out of the I want to do list, and then because I can't do it consistently and it was only a spontaneous I have to do something that I want for myself, I do it, and then I don't do it consistently. And then I feel even more shitty because I feel like it was all for nothing. Now it's lying there, all on its own. This one thing that I did, just a tiny bit, like half an hour, something that I wanted to do. And then for days, I don't come back to it. And whatever I did just lies there crying, dying, hoping that I'll eventually come back to it. And I know I probably never will. And by the time I might be able to circle back to it out of pure spontaneous need, it's been too long. I mean, a stupid example is I like writing creatively. I like writing stories. But if I write a few pages one day and then come back to it a few weeks later, I've lost touch with what I wrote. It's not there yet. And trying to get back into it is a major hassle. Whereas I know from experience that if I do it like for an extended period of time, every day, it blossoms, it grows, it becomes beautiful. But if left alone, it's like a broken wound that just festers. It's like it just lies there, sorry for itself, and when I come back to it, it makes no sense. And either I have to start all over, or I have to try and force myself back into whatever feeling I had when I was there. Another stupid example is I've been playing video games, both on console and on PC, for like since I was a teenager, and I love doing that. I love playing games, especially games with like a story that brings you somewhere and a journey, and you build a skill set, you build a character, you grow, you evolve, you become like whatever. And right now, without the consistency and without the like constant engagement, if I come back to a game, I fucking suck. Like, whatever muscle memory I started to acquire when playing it for an hour or two is gone if I come back to it after a few weeks or a month. Also, I don't know if it's just being a new parent, but my memory is gone. Like, I don't remember the story. I don't remember the characters. I don't remember the fucking names of the people that I'm supposed to engage with in the game. So it makes no sense. And I'm rambling again. I'm so sorry. I think the point I'm trying to make is that by coming back today and doing this talk one more time, it gives it significance and meaning and consistency, and it makes it beautiful, because I have a feeling, sorry big truck, I have a feeling if I came back to this talk in a week or two, I would be in another place in life. I wouldn't be able to pick up on the topics that I spoke about the last few days. I don't even know if I could come back to the same feeling of openly walking around and talking about what's going on in my life. And to be honest, that fucking scares me. because this is really good. There's something good is going on, and the potential of losing that by not coming back to it consistently, that is a fucking scary thought right now. I'm sorry, but I guess that's why today I was like, I'm sorry. I know that other people might benefit from my presence or whatever. But this is important, and I need to do this. And so maybe that's why. Maybe that's the scary part of non-consistency. Maybe it's the benefit that might like deteriorate if I don't come out here and walk around. And the weird thing about rituals and consistency is like, I have a sneaky suspicion that if I try doing this by having a workout at home and walking around in my garden, I wouldn't get to the same state of mind. For some absurd reason, my whole being is building a ritual now, and it wants the ritual to continue. And actually, thinking about this, talking about this out loud, I should probably make sure that it doesn't become an exclusive, consistent ritual bound by location. And like yesterday I went and walked at the harbor instead of walking around in the neighborhood around the gym. And I think I might need to make that a thing so that walking and talking is not bound by a certain road and a certain neighborhood. It can be anywhere. Because if this proves to be that important to me, and I'm somewhere away from this area, I need to be able to do this somewhere else. And I might need to break the gym part also. Might be a bit more difficult because my gym subscription only allows me one specific gym. But I think I just feel that if I do the workout at home with other people present in the confines of a certain social setting, I won't unlock whatever I'm unlocking by leaving the house and going to the gym and being away from all the chores and emotions that surround my home. That's going to be a bit more difficult to flex in and out of that situation right now, but at least I can make sure that the walk and talk isn't bound by a physical setting. That's probably a good thing. Okay. I think that's probably the words for today. Somehow I feel that I don't have any more words. Which is, you think that's a good thing? Sometimes letting the mind go and just saying that was the thoughts, those were the words. May they make sense or not, I don't care. If anyone's listening to this, thank you very much for listening. If not, then it's probably good that it can live happily ever after down in my pocket. Bye-bye.